Okay, today's daf we learn is daf Zayin, and the Mishnah said, it says, Ashar averot, on all other averot of Torah, this the Sir Mishnah is Mechaper. So what does it say? It said, Ala kalot v'chamrot, zadot v'shkagot, hoda v'lo hoda, ase v'lo tase, kritot mitot beitin, then Sir Mishnah Mechaper. So the Mishnah was being medayik last time on the terminology that was used, if you remember. And the first thing it said was, it says, Amar keni maniti hakalot v'chamrot. Why didn't he say kalot chamorot when he'd been discussing, also explaining what they are? It says, Otana kalot, bein she'asa bezadon, bein she'asa bishgaga. When it comes to the kalot, meaning those that are not chayven a korban, then when it's done, whether it's done bezadon neshkat mechaper, as opposed to the way the korban says it, if you're going to be a zechi of korban in the chamorot. The next one is Otana shkagot. When it comes to shkagot, it says, bein she'noda la behen, bein she'lo noda la behen, whether he's aware of it or not. Now, what that actually means, I sort of said last time we'll see, and it's true because we're going to see in a few more lines down in the Gemara. In other words, it's mechaper whether or not he is aware of it. I don't know what does it mean by aware of it. We'll discuss that soon. Now, and then it says, what are the kalot that ase v'loser and chamurot is kritot mitot beitin. Then it says, kishem she'aseir hanasa bifnei mechaper al zadon v'tolei hashgagot, af ha'seir hamishtaleach ken. So just as the seir that is done bifnim. This is the Seir whose blood is stained Kodesh Kodeshim. We said it was Machaper for two things. Well, not Machaper, it's Tole for one and Machaper for the other. Tole, if there's Yediyah B'Tchila, but not yet B'Sof, because once he discovers him, he'll bring his Korban Olevi Ored. And also, but if it was Mezin, it's Machaper for for that situation, if he's Mezin to Amikdash B'Kadosh. So too, the Seir HaMishtaleach also achieves that. It's Tole V'Shkagot, it's Machaper V'Zanot. Tole V'Shkagot, meaning because if he's Chayav Korban, you'll still have to bring the korban. So the Gemara says, Nicha lo hoda, I can understand how perhaps in a case of shkaga, the person wasn't aware of the case of shogeg, that it's mechaper. But hoda, if he's aware of the chiyuv shkaga and is a chiyuv korban, that's not the true. Yop, the Seir HaMishtaleach's not mechaper for that. But Lord Ken Tani, didn't we learn as follows? Which is, chiyuv, it's a bit of a girsi, a change, chiyuv chatat vashomot vada'im sh'avar le'am on kippurim, Chayavim, change the gears again, Chayavim la'vi achar Yom Kippurim. Then if it's a chiyuv korban or asham and it passes Yom Kippur, yes, Seir HaMishtaleach might afford some sort of protection, but it's still the chiyuv, he has to bring the korban after. It doesn't alleviate his obligation to bring the korban. Ah, Chayav ashamot, but it comes to a asham tluyim, then we said it's patur. So Gemara says, Amar Abuna, okay. So in other words, the question is, we said before when he started the Shir Shkagot, Bein Shnit Vada, Lo Bein Shen, Lo Nit Vada, Lo Behem, whether or not he's aware of it or not, it seems to be Mechaper, but we just proved. Say, okay, maybe you can say if he wasn't aware of his Shkaga, then it's Mechaper. But if he's aware of the Shkaga, of the Chamorot, then he's Chayv to bring a Korban. So, and even if Yom Kippur passes. So it says, Amar Abun Barchia, Bein Shnit Vada, Lo, what's that talking about? The case of Ay Arasham Taloi. That's what we're talking about. In other words, when it says Nivadal or Shlonit it's Patur from the Korban. That's talking about specifically the case of an Asham Talui, like we discussed. Whether he's aware, in other words, he's aware of the Suffolk. Where the Suffolk means, I'm aware of the fact that I ate, I don't know if it was Chelev or I don't know if it was Shumam. And in the suffix of the four, and I'm Chayav to record Asham Talui. Whether he's not yet aware of it, meaning only learns after that you ate one of the things on the table and there was Chelev there. And even that was undiscovered after Yom Kippur of both, that's what it means, it's Mechaper. Okay, I have to insert a little bit here, the Korbaneta brings. It's Taman Tanina. Elu chayvim al zadon karet, v'al shigigato chatat. V'al lo hadash elohem, asham taloi. Right, this is going back to Masechta Kritot, talking about the 36 chiyuvi karet, the chayv karet, and you have to bring asham taloi, chutz mina matem mikdash v'kodashav, except for mitam mikdash v'kodashav. Why? Because there's a korban v'olav yored, in the case of shogeg, you wouldn't bring a, sorry, yeah, so it's different there because you bring a korban olei ored as opposed to a chatat. So in the case of shogeg, so I'll just show you here the korbanet. It says hachi pirusho bereish kritot tnayin shlosh kritot v'kesham dekulu v'seif etnan elu chayvin chutz min mikdash v'kadoshav she'inu mevi alo lohada lo asham taloi. And the exclusion as well is because you don't bring a korban chatat in the case of let's say a safek, meaning a chabitrei. Unlike if someone ate chaylev or safek chaylev, safek shuman, in other words, there was a two pieces on the table, you bring an asham taloi. in a situation where he's not sure some sort of suffix was came about as a result of Mikdash, you wouldn't bring an Hashem Tanoi. Okay, that's what it's saying. So she'ein Hashem Tanoi ba ela devashem mivash kegol chatat kavua, because Hashem Tanoi is only brought when someone brings, if he knew the shkaga for certainty, he would bring a korban chatat. Fine. That's what the Gemara, the Mishnah says this. Lafuketi. Now, all the Mefarshim have a different way of explaining what the kasher is here. Korban Eved explains as follows. Parich. Amai lo tanina michutz mi shavar alav yom kippurim she'eno bibi Hashem Tanoi shekfar kippah alav yom kippurim. If you're bringing exceptions in this Mishnah to show when someone doesn't bring an Hashem Tanoi, and the only exception you brought was to Magnishav Mikdash Bekadashav. Now, if you're saying if it passes Yom Kippur, then you don't have to bring Hashem Tanoi, mention that in the Mishnah as well. As another, if you like, exception where, every case where someone's Chayiv Katat, the case of something saying Hashem Tanoi, except for when? Except for if Yom Kippur passed. Why don't you say that? The Gemara says, Reb Shimon b'shem Levi, Sovaya, that's where he's from, or Sochaya, says, that's a bit of the Girsa change, B'mored b'Yom Kippur, that's the Girsa change, he, Matnita. This is someone who is, he doesn't want Yom Kippur to mechaper. Ain't no mechaper. I'll just show you here. V'achi pirosho matni decreted ayir b'mored, he says, no, b'Yom Kippur, dekama ain't Yom Kippur mechaper, I don't want mechaper to mechaper. Dichadar be'bat Yom Kippur, then he would have to bring in Hashem Tanoi. So we should talk about a mored, and therefore that case is not an exception. So v'lama lo mar b'shalo nitvada behem Yom Kippurim. So again, Korbaner says, lama lo no mar b'nitin ayir b'shalo no dalem asafim Yom Kippurim. Why didn't it also mention the case where maybe he didn't know about the suffix? V'tzurich latoyei. Therefore, milta amrei. Beautiful. Now we have a proof. Afilu lo nitvadeh lo b'yom kippurim yom kippur l'chaper. So this is not, and therefore another proof that even if he wasn't aware of the suffix that which would mechayev him this korban this Hashem Tanoi, yom kippur would still exempt him even if he only learns about the suffix after yom kippur. That's a proof. Because again, let's explain the flow of what we just did. Korban Krito, in Krito, it was discussing cases where someone is chayav again, chiyuv karet, where in the case of Saf, you don't have to bring an Hashem Tanoi. And only for one exception. The one exception was that in case of Truma Mikdash, because the actual shogeg, if you like, Korban is not a chatat, it's a lav yared. The first point we tried to say, well, okay, why didn't just mention the fact that Yom Kippur passed? Okay, and the first answer is that we're dealing with someone who's more red beyond Yom Kippur. Okay, so he didn't want Yom Kippur mechaper. We'll discuss in a moment if that even works. Can you say I don't want Yom Kippur mechaper for me? We'll discuss that. And then it says actually I'll bring a different proof. The fact that it could have said Yom Kippur passed. Sorry, another case where the person didn't know of it. He didn't know about his chet. Okay, means that even if he doesn't know about the chet, it's mechaper for him anyway. Okay. Let's continue. Fine. Sorry, again. The fact that it didn't mention where someone is chayev a korban, if you nitvadem, again, lo lama lo ma b'shalon nitvadem yom kippurim, that's when you chayev an Hashem Tanoi, that qualifier, mashmeh doesn't make a difference if you know or do know before Yom Kippur. Sorry, that's a better way of saying it. Let's continue. Next, ase, mitzvah ase, apal pishalo asa tshuva, then it's mechaper. Okay, lotase for a negative prohibition that Sira Mishtalech is mechaper. Rabbi Shimon says b'shemra v'hu she'asat tshuva, only if he did tshuva. Okay, now haomer ein ha'olam mechaperet ein ha'olam mechaperet alai. That's what the gears we have now. This whole piece for quite a while is a whole section we saw in Masechta Yoma, and if someone says like the intention of Reb Chaim says is he doesn't believe the olah can be mechaper, or he thinks his avera was so bad that it won't be mechaper for me. That's the two sort of understandings. There is mechaper al kocho, it'll mechaper. If he says, however, got some brackets here, if she shechaper li, if he says, I don't want it to be mechaper for me, then fine, in mechaper lo al kocho, it's not going to mechaper for him. What happens he says, got insertion here, ein yom kippurim mechaperet, if someone says, I don't, Yom Kippur won't work, well, it's mechaperet. If he says, if she shechaper, I don't want Yom Kippur to mechaper for me, then this is different to what we said above, it's mechaperet al kocho, it's going to mechaper against his will. So Amar Chanina bar Hillel, lo mistarva de elechilufim. Why wouldn't you think the other way around? So it says, no, lo kulu bar, in other words, why would you think the other way around? I'll show you the Korban Eda. He says, That's he's bringing from the dot imamar efshish to kaperli in a mechaper bal korcho. Yom kishir kava makom lekaper afilu amar efshish yechaper mechaper hu bal korcho. She al yedei kaparazu akadosh baruch hu memachotol lecho bay olam. So it seems to be that that's how we're. It's interesting. Got lo mistaber, lo mistavra. I'm sure there must be a different kishir change because it seems to be. Yeah, fair. Very good. Lo mistaver chilufin. I was just checking this up here beautifully. The Masechta Yoma doesn't bring that to that whole line, because this it's saying exactly the point. In other words, the way we're reading it here, with already some of the girsa change en yomakim mechaperet, it's interesting because we've done girsa changes along the way that seems to make that you take out this whole amar Rabbeinu Chanina bar hila lo mistaver chilufin. In other words, lo mistaver chilufin doesn't make sense because this is exactly what we're saying. Sorry, I just have to correct that. Because why? Lo kulam min bar nash meimer lemalcha deleit an mamlech. Meaning, ein hakol talui b'ben adam lomar lemelech ein atam melech. Meaning, it's not in the hands elamuchrach hu lekabel. In other words, if a demonstration of a kadosh's malchut is to give kapara on Yom Kippur to everybody, that's a demonstration of malchut. It's not a optional card that someone can play. Maybe like a korban olah. I'm affording you this ticket. If you want to take it, great. If not, not. But Yom Kippur itself is a demonstration of Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchut. So therefore, if someone says, "I don't want you to mechaper," well, you don't have the right. You don't have the capacity to stop a Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrating his malchus. That's kind of the way that the rationale has been brought here. Okay, Seder. Sorry for that little break. Okay, let's continue. Halam mechaper al hil horolev. A korban olah is mechaper on averot that are in one's heart, thoughts, if you like. So my taima va'ola ruach, meaning what's in your heart, hoy lotiye. Okay, so Amar Rebbe Levi ha'olam mechaper aruchachem, as it says, v'chein ha'iyov, it says omer v'shkim ba'boker, get up in the morning. This is the beginning of Iyor. Ve'ela olot, you offer olot mispar kulam ki Amar Iyov ulai chatul banai, maybe my sons have sinned. U'baruch Hashem bilvavam, he offered olas, but the sins that were in their hearts bilvavam. Okay, how do Amar Ola mechaper? How do you learn? Let's continue. Reba Meir, Akolav Rosh Hashanah makim mechaper chutz miporeko. That Yom Kippur is mechaper for all, for everything. Rebbe says everything. It sounds like asa tshuva, lo asa tshuva, except for someone who's porekol, someone who's kofar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or mefer brit. He doesn't have a brit all, or megaleh panim b'Torah. Megaleh b'Torah is shalom. In other words, he's dorish shalom kalacha, or he's dorish Torah lignai. He makes drushes that are disrespectful, and reading drushes of dofi. We've discussed all those the issues in Porek Olam Mefer in the past. Okay, let's continue. She'im asa tshuva mitkaper lo v'im lo asa tshuva eno kaper. That if he does tshuva, it's mechaper, and if not, not. Now, what's interesting here is Korban Eder says as follows. There's Rav Zavi. Sorry, I've got a mark here. Wrong. Rav Zavid Amar Rav Yasser, Makshem Misfar Sabar Rabbi Yishom Mekabecher Belo Tshuva. Now, does this seem to imply that that Yom Kippur is mechaper for everyone, even without tshuva? Because he says the Sirah Mishtaleach, the Yom Kippur is mechaper for all Averot except for those three. But if those three you did tshuva, then it's mechaper. Mashma for everything else, even without tshuva, it's mechaper. So after, which is not what we said before. We said it's only mechaper if you like for ase, lot ase im tshuva, etc., etc. So after of Ashian, Rabbi Yonah says, Rabba Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan. No, he says no. She'ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper b'lo tshuva. No, he says Yom Kippur is only mechaper with tshuva. However, what was it referring to above when we said that Rabbi said it's mechaper for all these things without tshuva except for those three things? That's talking about mita, that's death. Mita memareket melo tshuva except for those three things. Okay. Now Taniken, yom mita tshuva. Yom mita itself is like tshuva. So man tanita. So what is that? That's shita Rabbi. Beautiful. However, hada ki detanina taman mita v'yom hakipurim mechaperem im tshuva. But we've got another, if you like. A mission that says that mitzvah Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva, that wouldn't be like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that mitzvah mechaper even without tshuva. Okay, let's continue. Sha'ar Rav Matya ben Charash et Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Shemati arba chilukei kapar sharim Yishmael doresh. There are four different, if you like, categories of kapara. However, Amarlot, no, you heard wrong because it's really shlosha, it's only three, because you think there are four because one of them's tshuva, but all are dependent on tshuva being part and parcel of them. As it says, one of the three psukim, or katov echad already, four, tshuva banim shovavim, and the rest of the pasuk is immediately er pamishuvatechem, as soon as you tshuva, I will bekabel. That's Yom Kippur. This is if I'll punish you with a staff. Meaning, implying until death, death is mechaper. So how does it work? If someone does tshuva, in other words, he violates mitzvah aseh, and does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu it forgives him straight away. Micholo. As it says, ve'erpa mishuvotechem straight away. Aval mitzvah lo taseh v'shav miyad. If he does a mitzvah lo taseh and he does tshuva, well, hatshuva tole and Yom Kippur is mechaper. That's why kimosei chaper lechem. The kapara is fully achieved with Yom Kippur. So that's what that pasuk refers to. Aval kritol mitzvah beit in more serious violations, then like capital offenses, karet cases. The maze does deliberately have tshuva of Yom Kippur is mechaper, and then which is mechetza, v'yisurim is mechaper mechetza. It also requires yisurim as well, because alav katan v'omer pakad yivshevet. That's referring to the staff. I'm going to punish you, right? V'shem ubenegayim avona. Okay, aval mishin tchalal Hashem yikol chilu Hashem al yado ein koach lo l'tshuva l'tlov Yom Kippurim lechaper v'lo yisurim amarek. All of those things together are not sufficient. Ella, bit of a girsa change here. Ella tshuva yom kippur mechapem shlish, yisurim shlish, umita memareket, v'alav hakatuv v'mer yichupa. Right? You need sort of all three, if you like, to come together. As it says, omer im yichupar avon hazeh lachem ad tumutun. As it says, that's until death. Ha'lamanu shehamita memareket. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Zudi b'Rei Balaza ben Azaria b'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Kiva ava chachamim urmim, Seir mishtaleach mechaper al, I'm adding the words here, my own, but ala kol, on everything. It's mechaper on everything. Reb Chaim, back in Yoma, which remember, he says, it seems to be mashma even on mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero as well, which we normally says, we say, there's not mechaper. Ve'im ein seir mishtaleach mechaper, and if you don't have the seir mishtaleach, ketz mechaper, sorry, for im ain mishtaseir, sorry, im ain seir, Yom HaKippur mechaper. And if you don't have a seir, then Yom HaKippur is mechaper. So ketz mechaper, has Yom Kippur mechaper? Reb Zero also saw this quite recently. Amar kol shehu, meaning immediately as the day comes in. Reb Chinah says, or any part of the day it would be. And Reb Chinah says, no, at the end of Yom Kippur. My bene, what's an afkamina? Met miyad, if he dies on Yom Kippur itself. Adat Reb Zeira, he says, kiper miyad is already achieved in atonement. Al dat Reb Chanina, no, it's on the end of the day, not kiper. Am Reb Zeira umani de mesala Reb Chanina. We have something to seem to support. It's beautiful. Am Reb Zeira says the manita seems to support Reb Chanina, his counterpart. Chomer b'seir ma she'ein b'yom kippurim. We find the stringency by the seir you don't find by the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you don't find by the seir. So this is contrasting the two in terms of how they achieve tshuva. So Yom Kippurim atones even without the seir and the Shemesh Lech. You can't bring any day of the year. It needs Yom Kippur to work. That's the Chomer. However, seir is mechaper immediately in Yom Kippur. It's only mechaper at the end of the day. That seems to support who the Shidur Chanina that Yom Kippur is mechaper at the end of the day. That's like the Chumrah of, if you like, the seir of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Am Rav Huna, itu of Kamei Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Huna has brought the Kach Yirmiyah. Why is that a proof? The Martifta Acher. Why can't you say it was a situation where they're going to bring the Seir? That's why Yom Kippur was not going to Mechaper immediately. And then it ended up, by the end of the day, they didn't bring it. So that's why it's Yom Kippur is Mechaper at the end of the day. But normally, if it's Yom Kippur on its own, it's Mechaper immediately. Why is that such a proof? And the answer is, what are you talking about? Amar Reb Yossi, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ro'eh anon olad v'yichaper miyad. Doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu know? Like, he's not bound by time. Doesn't he know they wouldn't have eventually been able to offer the korban? So if you say that normally it's mechaper immediately, but in this situation it was pushed off because they were going to offer the Seir HaMishtaleach, but they didn't offer the Seir HaMishtaleach, and only because they didn't offer the HaMishtaleach, that's why eventually at the end of the day it's mechaper at the end of the day. That doesn't make sense, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what eventually is going to happen. And because they know what's eventually going to happen, they shouldn't mechaper miyad. So the fact that we're saying that it's mechaper at the end of the day must mean it's always mechaper at the end of the day. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Rabbi Rishmuel Bar Yitzhak by Yitzdaka Titzor Tam Derech. That's Tzedakah, righteousness, if you like, guard the Tam Derech. Rishatis Chataim. Now, we also saw this actually recently in the Masechta Sanhedrin. This section is also from Peah. And this is all these psukim we bring seems to suggest that Kadosh Baruch Hu looks after the righteous and causes the Rishayim to stumble, which the Gemara finds difficult. It says, Chataim Tir Dovra, the evil seems to pursue, if you like, the sinners. Tov, good. Ragli Chasidei he guards the feet of his Chasidav. Rasha'im B'choshech Yidamu, they're going to be lost in the darkness. Or silent, really. Im laleitzim hu yalitz, he's to the scoff, he will scoff. But anavim, there's a humble, you ten chen, he gives a chen. Kavod chachemin chaluch silim merim kolam. So the Gemara now says, now it's interesting if you say this is a question followed by a statement or vice versa, different gerusas here, ways of reading it. But sigim sayega v'tarim tara, it doesn't seem to make sense that those that need, you think you should provide more protection to those that are more vulnerable. Those that are guarded, why are you adding more guards for them? So Gemara says, no, v'cheni sayegi sayegav tarim tara. That's indeed the case. What happens? Meaning, Ela Keni Rabbi Yirmi b'shem Rabbi. By the way, the way it's a statement followed by a question, I did question followed by a statement, whereas the commoner switches that around. It's more a statement followed by a question. But said there, it's the same flow of the Gemara, really. Ela Keni Rabbi Yirmi says b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak Shimer Adam Atzmo Mavrei Pam Rishon Shnia v'Shlishit. If someone's already demonstrated that they're trying to protect themselves from Avera once, twice, three times, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mishamru will guard him going forward. So that's indeed how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. Shneemar, Hen Kolel Yifanel, all this Kadosh Baruch Hu does, Pa'amayim Shalosh, two, three times, in Gaker, with a person. So in other words, yes, you demonstrate this is important to you, and you've been careful so many times, yes, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will guard you in that direction. Amrav Zira, B'luchud lo it yituv lei. That's provided that he doesn't regress. Meaning, yes, you protect yourself in a particular battle you had with the Yetzer, and you've won a number of times, Kadosh Baruch Hu likes after you. But if you start running to that direction to do that Aveira, obviously it's not gonna work. Because it says, the Chutash Mishulash, doesn't say Lo Yinatek, will never be severed. Enktiv, Kan Ela, Lo Bimheira Yinatek. It won't be readily severed. So it will afford protection, but if you're gonna start hacking away at yourself, of course it's gonna come apart. Vin Etrach Ilave Mafsik. Again, if you're gonna start playing with it, it's gonna ruin it. Rav Huna says, "B'shem Rav Abba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Lefanav Shicha." There's no forget. Like Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything. Ki Biachol Mi Israel, Naseh Shachachan V'Am Israel. He makes himself out to be forgetting. Meaning, Shenema Mi Kamoch Noseh Avon. Now it says Nashaktiv, without the vav. And the word Nasha, like Nashav, and he forgets a sin. Like Noseh is the verb. Nasha is like the ktiv, the way it's written. And as the meaning of the meaning of that is like forgetting. But Divin Omer, as it says by Divin Amelech, Nasata Avon Amcha, it says Kisita Kochata Hamsela, like you cover over their sins. Kiviyachol is making as if it's forgetting. Okay, then Halacha Zayin. Tanisu Vachal Korin Vachal Kor Mashiach. Everybody is Machaper with the Shemesh Talach. Ma Ben Israel Lekoanim. Lebein Kor Mashiach. What's the difference with all of them? Ela shedama par mechaper lakonim v'dama tumat tumat alakonim v'al tumat. Or sorry, I should say al tumat mikdash v'kadashav. That even though we had the seirim that a mechaper for, I mean the pnimim chutz for the for Am Yisrael for tumat mikdash v'kadashav for kohanim, it seems to be the par achieves that. Rabbi Shimon says no. Keshem shedama seir nase bifnim mechaper al Yisrael kach dama par mechaper lakonim. You're right. That the dam asir bifnim is mechaper for Am Yisrael for tumat mikdash. So to the dam, also the blood of the par, the bull that also is blood is sprinkled inside the kodesh hakashim is all mechaper. However, for in Israel, for the one that goes bifnim, there's no vidui on it, but yet there's vidui on the par. So he says kishem shividui ashil simishtaleach mechaper. Just as the vidui on the simishtaleach is mechaper Am Yisrael, he understands for all the avonot. Kach vidui, there's a separation here. That the vidui of the par is mechaper for the kohanim. Okay, yafe. So in other words, it's a separation. So it's not the seal mishlech is for everybody. Seal mishlech is for Israel, and the vidui of the par is for everybody else. According to Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, "Achad Yisrael, achad kohanim, Now, there's again different ways to read this Gemara as well. Korbanina says, he says, "Ana lo tanina." We don't hold the. It's funny because the Bnei Moshe is referring to the Sefer, but the Korbanina is referring to the Reisha, meaning we said, "Ma bein kohanim l'Israel lebein kohen Mashiach." He says, "V'lo tanina." We don't have kohen Mashiach. We don't read that there. V'lo tanina Mashiach. The Gemara says, "In teimet avash she'ein bo chiyuv korban anu kayamin," then Yehut. What's the question here? Korbanet says as follows. He says, in other words, omission of Korban Mashiach makes sense. Meaning, the seer is mechaper only for the things that there's no chiyuv of Korban. Then I can understand why you don't need to mention or highlight the Korban Mashiach. She'ein because all the Averas are no different for him and other Kohanim. Ben Kohen Gadol L'Shaar Kohanim. Be'onesh Averot. Aval Im Tomar, if you want to say that the Seir is Mechaper, also for those things that are the Chiyuv Korban, which we haven't said, but if you were to say that, Kashalei, Lama, then why wouldn't you also mend the Kohen Mashiach? Now, why should I mend the Kohen Mashiach? Why? Havada Yitzchak, you would need to. Because the korban that a Kohen Mashiach brings, remember the power of Kohen Mashiach is different to that of Kohanim. So therefore, you might think, therefore, I have to stress not just the Kohanim, also Kohen Mashiach, because there's different korbanot they're bringing. Mishal Kohanim she'ediot mevi kisma osira lechatzaf kohen brings a power kumufrash bakra. Okay, so let's go through it again. The Gemara begins by saying, no, you don't mention Kohen Mashiach in the beginning. It says, Achad Yisrael v'achad kohen v'achad Kohen Mashiach. It's mechaper for. He says, no, we don't have a kind of Kohen Mashiach in this. He says, okay, that makes a lot of sense why you wouldn't mention Kohen Mashiach. If you're saying that the Seir Mishtalech is only mechaper for, no, so he's not mechaper for things that are chiyuv of Korban. Because in that sense, there's no different, Kohanim could cover him as well, the Kohen Gadol. However, if you say it's mechaper for things that require a Korban, you have to stress the Kohen Mashiach separately because the Korban he brings is different from other Kohanim. That's the thing that we're saying. So the Gemara now says, so says Eshkachtani, we find a bride that says, but Kohen Mashiach, which is the way our Mishnah has it as well. Hadamar, that well, that makes sense. Hadamar, but the Vashiyesh ain bo chiyuv korban anon kaimim. That must be Eshkach. Sorry, Eshkach. You have to say it differently. Eshkach the lot tani. That only makes sense. We have a brighter that doesn't include the word Kohen Mashiach, and that makes sense. It was said if you say, I've already explained. But the Vashein Bochiyuv Korban, that the Seir Mishnah is only mechaper for things that don't doesn't have a Chiyuv Korban. Because that, if, as soon as you say that, there's no difference of Kohen Gadol and other Kohanim. That makes sense. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Barabun, Vafilu Teima the Vashiyesh Bi Chiyuv Korban. No. You could even say that the Seir Mishnah is mechaper for things that have a Chiyuv Korban. And still not say it's necessary to mention the Kohen Mashiach separate to the Kohanim. Why? Because Korban Nase Kezadon. Because this Korban is like Zadon, meaning, Kamad Mar Bezadon Tzarich Kapara V'Kapara Yom Kippurim V'Kot Tzarich Kapara V'Kara Yom Kippurim. So read the Korban Eda. He says as follows. He says, Ayrim Afilu Nicha. You can even say it doesn't have to say Kohen Mashiach Bereisha. Imken Av Ze Sheyesh Bo Chiyuv Korban Ein Lechalek Bein Mashiach Korban Ki Heichi De Bezadon Kulo Shavun Av Shkagot Kagu. Meaning just as Zadon, deliberate violations, there can be different punishments, different people doing what they're doing, different things, Averus. Nonetheless, it's all we don't highlight. For example, a Kohen Mashiach is not allowed to. I don't know. He has a special avera that associates him, like a betula, right? He's not allowed to marry an almana. For example, nonetheless, what you say is mechapel zadonot, and doesn't they're all grouped together? And we don't highlight. Oh, just so you know, every single category of person we have to mention that is different, that might have different chiyuvim. We don't do that. So too with shkagot as well, chiyuvei korban. It's the same thing. Even though they might have in practice different korban to bring, nasek hizdanot. That's what it means. It makes it like a zadon. Just as not, we don't differentiate. We sort of lump them all together. So too shkagot as well. And it wouldn't be necessary. In other words, you can't be daik anything from the fact that there's an omission of the Kohen Mashiach. Okay, b'seder. Kol tov. Have a good day.
You.